New research by a team of biologists based at Hendrix University in Conway calculates the cost of oil and gas fracking on natural habitat, including such spaces in Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has more.
Matthew Moran, a professor of biology at Hendrix College, along with Hendrix colleague Maureen McClung and three students, have assessed habitat loss on 500,000 U.S. acres impacted by unconventional oil and gas drilling.
The major areas of those are three areas in Texas, the Permian Basin, the Barnett Shale, and the Eagle Ford Formation, a large area of the eastern United States, the Marcellus Shale, the Bakken Shale in North Dakota. There's some smaller ones too, like the Fayetteville Shale in Arkansas. But there's eight regions basically that are kind of scattered across the whole United States.
Moran says just one frack site, which encompasses 3 to 4 acres each, require construction of new roads to accommodate heavy drilling equipment, large gravel pads for wells and tanks, compressor stations, pipelines to transport the gas and oil, and toxic wastewater storage ponds.
The actual joint, they drill down anywhere from a couple of thousand feet down to up to 10,000 feet. They then go lateral with it or horizontal with it to go through the shale layers. After the drilling is completed, they hydrofracture it, where they use very high pressure, large amounts of fresh water, and various chemicals which crack the rock and release the gas or the oil, which then flows back up the well so it can be collected.
According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the United States has become a global producer of petroleum and natural gas, at times exceeding output from Saudi Arabia and Russia, contributing, according to EIA, several $1 trillion to the U.S. gross domestic product. But Matthew Moran says there are clear environmental costs, aside from methane emissions and water pollution. Using Google Earth satellite imagery, Moran says the team measured the ecological footprint of fracking by comparing images of historic landscapes to the industrial developed landscape.
Yes, we tried to estimate what are called ecosystem services. And these are the processes that the natural world does for humanity that has some kind of measurable economic value. So you can imagine crops get pollinated by bees and flies in the wild. Water gets purified as it flows through forests. People use land recreationally for fun, and that, of course, has a big economic impact. So landscapes have a lot of value, which would cost a lot if we had to somehow reproduce that.
Moran says such costs are often hidden but significant.
We now estimate that the value is equal to about $270 million a year, and then we also estimated the cumulative value from 2004 through 2015, which we think is now about $1.4 billion. And it continues to increase, and it sort of accumulates over time, as long as this landscape remains modified.
One modified landscape is in Arkansas, a five-county area known as the Fayetteville Shale, where 6,000 natural gas wells have been drilled since 2005 on both forest land and grazing pasture.
We think that the cumulative ecosystem services cost for the Fayetteville Shale alone is about $260 million.
Moran says the cost of habitat loss is not usually included in industrial calculated cost-benefit analysis.
Oil and gas industry does rehabilitate sites at times, but there's also large numbers of wells which, once they are finished, they remain sitting there basically and sort of rot away over time. But a lot of times the landscape is not rehabilitated back to its original state. And you can drive through older oil and gas fields around the United States and see broken down wells that have been sitting there for decades. So our real hope was that we might consider, you know, a small fee or a small tax on oil and gas industry, on the oil and gas industry, and that money can be diverted to rehabilitating landscapes that have been damaged in the past. And if that was done properly, it might be possible to really limit this level of damage that's happening.
The team also did habitat loss cost projections into the future based on both low and high demand for oil and natural gas.
We developed some sort of low, medium, and high models. One where this doesn't really last much longer, which gives us a value of around $9 billion of damage in the next 30 years. And then one where the extraction of oil and gas actually proceeds very rapidly and is feasible, and assuming the price of oil and gas goes higher eventually. And that would give us a very large amount of damage, up to, we estimate almost $32 billion.
The research is published in the June issue of Frontiers in Ecology and the Environment. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.